Hello?
Doctor?
Yes, Mr. President.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that how mighty proud I was of a lot of folks last Tuesday. And Hubert Humphrey left here about 30 minutes ago, and I still haven't shaved. I got off my bathrobe. I was up all night the night before, and I thought I'd call half a dozen or so folks and tell them how much I appreciated their confidence and what a good job I thought they'd done and how they justified our faith and how many more now we've got to help get out of their bondage.
Yes, well, we are certainly all very happy about the outcome. It was just such a great victory, and I certainly appreciate your calling. We have some bright days ahead, I think.
Well, it was a great tribute to the intelligence and the judgment, the patriotism of the Negro people, that they couldn't mislead them and they couldn't fool them. And
yeah.
Their leaders, I think, made great progress from them. And I know they all take great pride in your great honor. And I wired you the other day, but I was moving pretty fast, and I don't know what day it was. As a matter of fact, I don't know where I am, hardly. I'm like Dr. Theodore Francis Green, you know. He was at one of Ms. Mester's parties one time looking at a little book. I asked him, I said, "Mr. Chairman," he's about 87 years old, and I said, "What are you trying to do? See where you're going from here?" And he said, "No, I'm trying to find out where I am."
Yeah, well, I know. You really need some real rest. I know what you've gone through the last few days.
We'll be back up there working on our program, and we're going to spend a lot of time with Shriver on our poverty thing. I wish you'd give a little thought to it, because that offers a lot of opportunity for our young people that have been denied. And we got nearly $1 billion this year, and we ought to get it going around the first of the year in pretty good shape. Then next year we can do it a lot bigger and expand it, and it offers a lot of economic hope too. And I'll be calling on you, and we'll all have another meeting and try to get our heads together on the things that are ahead. We got this behind us now, and we got to move on the next 4 years and make some advances. And I'll be in touch with you.
Well, good. And again, let me congratulate you and say what a great moment we think this is for our country. It was a great victory for the forces of progress and a defeat for the forces of retrogress. And I think we have some great challenges and opportunities ahead, and we're all with you.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you so much. I just want to give you a ring.
Give my best regards to the madam.
Sure will.
Sure
will. She had a hard drive. She took on a pretty hard assignment, didn't she?
I'm telling you, but she did it beautifully and eloquently.
Well,
we're all mighty proud of her.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
We'll be seeing you when we get back to Washington.
What's that?
I'll be calling you when we get back to Washington. We all ought to get together and kind of see where we go from here.
Very good. Well, that's what I wanted to do, and that'll be fine. You get back to Washington when?
I'll be back probably in the middle of next week.
Fine. All right, Mr. President. Thanks so much for calling.
Bye. Uh-huh.